This is the Ron Van Dam Show. Thank you for coming. Your waiter will be along shortly. Please be advised that the Ron Van Dam Show has been designated as a non-smoking area. Please watch your step while boarding the Ron Van Dam Show, as contents may have shifted during travel. In clinical studies, the Ron Van Dam Show has not been shown to reduce cholesterol in laboratory animals. Exits are located to the rear on the left and right sides of the auditorium. The sea bass is steamed and served with a white truffle risotto. Illinois residents add 5% sales tax. Shake before serving. If dizziness or swelling occur, stop using the Ron Van Dam Show immediately. Proper ID is required, no cover charge after 10 p.m. Moo! Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show may require you to lift objects weighing 15 pounds or more. Please remain seated until the Ron Van Dam Show comes to a complete stop.
You still sure you want to do this?
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm not kidding you. I do not lie like other people do. This is the show. Cleaned my bathroom yesterday. I was so satisfied. It's amazing how small things like that make me feel so good about everything. All of a sudden, life was beautiful. Just because I cleaned my bathroom. I scrubbed down that toilet. It looked brand new, like I just bought it from the store. Like I go around buying toilets in stores. And I washed that floor down, man. You couldn't tell anybody had ever walked on it. That bathtub, you could actually take a bath in your own filth and it would still be pristine clean. And the sinks, man, you could eat out of the sink. And I have. I change the towels. I do that once every 3 years. The bathroom was beautiful, man. I could look in the mirror and I could see myself. Before, I couldn't. I would look in the mirror and I was like looking into a dark room, even though the lights were on. But now that bathroom, I invite anybody to come into my bathroom, do whatever you need to do, and you will find it perfectly delightful. Why, I could have somebody over to my house and just be in my couple of glasses of wine, a nice red wine, and a little caviar, fish eggs. Who eats that crap? Yeah. My bathroom is really clean. Why do only rich people eat caviar? Because it's very expensive. You know, I have a craving for fish eggs. Fish eggs, what do you crave? Yeah, those tiny little things, you can hardly see them. They look like little black beads or something, like little black jelly balls. I crave that. Those salty little pieces of fish crap, the eggs there. I don't want to wait till the eggs. I want to eat them now. I don't want to wait till the eggs hatch. I want to eat those fish now. Are you crazy? Who comes up with some of these foods? Who was it? Somebody's idea? I gotta get my hands on eggs of fish. Poor people don't eat fish eggs. Do you know lobster used to be a very cheap food? Yeah, there were lobster all over the place. I mean, you'd be walking in your neighborhood and you'd have to stop the car, you know, stop walking. It was just, look at those lobsters. My God. Yeah, I tell you, now lobster is very expensive. Yeah, when someone says, hey, you want to have some lobster? Ooh, lobster. Where did you find that? In the ocean. There's so few of them. I won't eat lobster anymore. I really won't. For two reasons. One, because they're a lot of work. Why should I have to eat something that I have to work at to eat? Come on, man. That's so weird to go to a restaurant. Oh, what would you like to order, sir? We have a special on lobsters today. All right, I'll have the twin lobster, although I have a feeling they're not going to look exactly alike. Why do you call it twin lobster? Because you get two? What's so stupid? I'll have some twin hot dogs, please. Twin lobsters? They're not related, I guarantee you. I guarantee that would be a lot of sorting out to do at the hatchery. I got here's a lobster here. Can you find the twin? We can't sell it like this. Where's the twin of the lobster? So you order the lobster, and the server comes over, puts a plate in front of you with a couple of lobsters on it, and a little bowl of butter. Well, thanks a lot. Must take me a while to cook that up. And then what do I do? They give you a claw thing, you know, one of those lobster things there, the claw thing that, you know what I'm saying, a nutcracker thing. You're sitting there, you're fumbling with your food so you can get a tiny little piece of lobster. Where's all the meat in this thing? Why the hell I order this thing? It's just a big red cockroach. What the hell's going on here? No, it's inside. You have to crack it open and there's a prize inside. Well, there's hardly anything in here. I know. That's the fun of it. It's just so stupid. It's so stupid. The only real meat is in the lobster tail. That's where the meat is, man. It's in the booty. So you crack open the tail there, which I can do without I like that because I don't need the nutcracker. And then there's a nice big piece of lobster, you know, $20, and you get like one little bite of lobster. But in that tail, there's some kind of green stuff. I don't know what that is. I could Google it, but I don't spend my whole life Googling things. I just stay in the wonderment phase. That's fine for me. I don't know. I've been told that that's the crap. That's the lobster's crap. You know, lobster's defecation. Oh, okay. This is going to be a fun meal. Too much work. Way too much work. Way too much work for that kind of price. Number two is that I can't eat anything that I just saw swimming around in a tank. I don't think they do that anymore. I think it's inhumane to have lobsters swimming in a tank. And then you say, well, I'll order the lobster. All right. And then they go over and they take a big thing and they take the lobster out of the tank and the lobster's going, no, please, no, my twin is still in there. Please don't eat me. And the lobster is like flailing for its life. How do you feel now? How do you feel now? It's awful. And then they drop the lobster in a gigantic boiling pot of water. And you watch its demise as it's screaming. It actually, I don't know if the lobsters, I don't think lobsters have vocal cords, so I don't think it's screaming. I think it's their shell, like, converging into a boiling death. I can't handle that, man. I don't know. They are tasty, but a lot of work. Do you ever have crab legs? Crab's legs? Do you ever have crabs? Let's start there. I went to Bermuda once, and I came home with crabs, and not the kind you put in a bag. No, I sat on a toilet seat in a Bermuda hotel room, and I guess they're little tiny microscopic crabs that cling to your ass, and you have to get lotions and creams. Do you want to hear about this, by the way, or is this a little too much for you? I have a feeling it's a little too much. I'll just be quiet. I'll just shut up right now.
Shut!
Yeah, I know. I think I went a little too far with the crab thing.
Ron Van Dam likes to treat every listener as someone with whom he is having an intimate, personal relationship. Although no money changes hands, There are fewer sticky bodily fluids, about half as many apologies, and he probably won't have to get rid of your body in the long run. Other than that, it's a pretty standard relationship for Ron. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, let's get down to it. Enough of this crap. I am so sick of talking about Trump. His name has been taken off of certain buildings because the apartments and the condos aren't moving because Trump's name. People hate this man. It's you love him, you hate him. Nobody walks around saying, Trump, whatever, he's okay. Nobody says that. Either you're in love with him, you love him, you want to kiss his face, ugh, what a terrible concept that is. Or you hate his guts. Everything connected to him is like pure cocko duty. Trump is just like he's an awful human being. I don't understand how this happened. I don't understand how anybody could allow this to occur. This is an awful situation that we're in. The man is aiding and destroying the planet and lying. He's got so many psychological problems and you put him in the White House and now he's crazy, man. Everybody who works with him is an acting something. I'm the acting energy czar. I'm the acting diplomat. I'm the acting. I'm only acting. I'm not really the person. I'm only acting. And Trump does that because his cabinet members are all acting. Because that way he doesn't have to put them through Congress to be approved. They're just acting. I'm Secretary of the Interior. I'm only acting. I don't know what the hell that is. I'm acting. they're all actors. They're all actors. Trump thinks he's an actor. Do you ever see him in front of a crowd at a rally? He thinks he's a stand-up comedian. Because they love him. They actually lick his behind, literally. Read the transcript. It's unbelievable. So he gets, he plays the room, because they love him. So he does his little stupid jokes and his impersonations of a insane person. He's very good at that impersonation, by the way. He is literally insane. He literally has no heart. He's like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. There's like nothing in there. There's just nothing in there. I thought we defeated the mafia a while ago. This guy's running around making threats to people, and he's the president. He makes threats. He makes fun of them. He gives them names. He runs his entire life like a schoolyard bully. It's phenomenal. And it's not that so much as the people that run around kissing his ass. It's a horrible thing. If we had the election right now, my cat would win against Trump. My cat would be the president because I think it's that simple right now. Trump will do everything he can to win because he knows he can't do it by himself. He knows this somehow. I don't know how, but he knows it. All the polls are against him. I'm not talking about people in Poland. They're all against him. So he goes to other countries to try to stir up a controversy against his opponents. He's amazing. You're not allowed to do that. Let me give you a little quick word, Republicans. He's admitted to everything. Now he's going the route, well, yeah, okay, I did all that stuff. I did it. I did a quid pro quo flow dough thing. But now he's trying to convince people, so what? So I did it. So what's the big deal? Because you can't do that, Don. Yeah, well, stop me because I'm the president and I can do anything I want. That's a quote, by the way. That's a quote. I can do anything I want. Well, anyway, it's just sad, man. It's sad and scary at the same time. And again, it's not so much Donald Trump, the Antichrist. It's the people that support him blindly. That's the scary part.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed? Hopeless? Having trouble sleeping?
Yeah.
Struggling with frequent panic attacks?
Yes.
Irritability?
Always.
Constant arguments with family?
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Friends? Or even friends of friends on Facebook?
Yeah, I know.
Yelling at your phone or computer screen?
Unbelievable.
And the constant urge to pull out your hair? If any of these sound familiar, you may be suffering from TIAD, or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impeachara may help. Impeachara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impeachara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary.
Okay.
Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant fuckfaces on social media.
Boom.
Women that are pregnant or nursing should ask their doctor, as well as their state legislators, if they are allowed to take this medicine. Impeachara is not approved for children or adolescents under voting age and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor right away if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands. Before you decrease or stop taking Impeachara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to Impeachara, I've elected to be happy. Nice shot.
Talk to your doctor to see if Impeachara might be right for you.
Go again.
Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
I don't know. Ay, 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 ay. Anyway, I can't tolerate liars go around continually lying. I mean, I wouldn't talk to somebody like that in real life, much less in the White House. The guy that runs the country is a freaking liar. Delusional, freaking liar, sex maniac, sexist, any kind of word that's negative. You know, now when I'm watching television and I'm watching any show on TV, if somebody has a problem, I immediately think, well, that's Donald Trump. Every problem that anybody can ever have psychologically, he's got. True, he doesn't drink. And maybe that's the problem. I don't know. Maybe a drink would set him straight. I hate to say that, but maybe it's true. He doesn't even drink. What if he drank and acted like this? Oh my God, that would be even worse. It could be worse. Let's just stop the foolishness right now and just get him out, man. This impeaching thing, yeah, it'll work to admonish him, to shake their fingers at him and say, you know, you shouldn't have done the Ukraine thing. That was really wrong to do, even though you're arguing with me and you don't accept what you did wrong. I'm shaking, but you're impeached. You have that title on your forehead. But then it goes to the Senate. And because they will always kiss his ass, because it's all you've got, they won't throw him out of office. What's impeaching? Who cares about the impeach part? I want him out of office. I guess that'll happen in 2020, but that's a long ways away. It's not happening January 1st, 2020. It's not till the end of the year. And even then, he won't leave. I swear he won't leave. If he loses the election, which he's just got to, I swear he won't move out. He will hang on to the door frame, and he will say, I'm not going, I'm not going. He will not leave. They will have to take him out bodily. He'll make threats. He'll form some type of an organization to destroy whatever president happens to get into the White House at that point. He is a destructive, horrible force. I'm speechless. I'm just speechless. I'm amazed that I'm still talking about him almost 4 years later. Someday, I swear, someday, I will wake up from this nightmare. I'm hoping. I'm just hoping. All right, our guest is joining us today is with Pita. They're the people that make that Syrian bread thing. No, it's not that kind of pita bread. It's PETA. They protect animals. And a lot of species are on the line these days with the climate change. I know some of you don't believe that, but check it out. It's a fact. So we're going to talk to a representative from PETA about exactly what's going on as far as that's concerned. But first, this very important message.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
Hello, Marissa. How are you?
Hello, Ron. Doing well. How are you?
Great. Marissa Price joins us. She's senior strategist for PETA. We're all familiar with that organization. They've been on the show many times before. And we're talking about the effects of what we do as society, as people, and how the environment and the globe affects this this situation as to keeping animals vital for all of us. You're here to urge us to act in a certain way so that we can help preserve and protect. Let's start with the environment and what we call climate change. How does that affect our animals?
The fires that are currently raging in the Amazon are because of the meat and leather industries.
Oh.
Animal agriculture is actually the leading cause of deforestation in the Amazon rainforest and elsewhere. And according to the World Bank, more than 80% of the Amazon rainforest that's been cleared since 1970 is used for meat production. So that's either for grazing or for growing food right. for the cattle, including those in the U.S. market. So it really is affected by our choices every single day, and we can help this major catastrophe by doing simple things throughout our normal days, like choosing a vegan burger instead of a beef hamburger, or leaving leather out of our wardrobe and instead choosing from all of the wonderful vegan leather materials that are now available everywhere.
Let's go back to the Amazon for a second. I've been told that that is a significant percentage of the Earth's sanctuary, so to speak. I mean, is that true? Is it that large?
The Amazon rainforest is massive in size and is incredibly important for our entire world to function. And animal agriculture is a major contributor to climate change, water pollution, deforestation, land degradation. And it requires massive amounts of land, feed, energy, water, not to mention it causes intelligent, sensitive beings to endure immense suffering. Mm. Really, in every step of meat, egg, and milk production, climate-changing gases are released into the atmosphere, which disrupts weather, temperature, and the health of our ecosystem.
Okay. Now, the leather impact... I could be wrong, but I thought that there was a move quite some time ago to stay away from genuine leather. I mean, there is still that industry, but it's gone more to synthetics where leather is not used that much. Am I wrong?
You're right. The future of fashion really is vegan. And the consumers are becoming more aware that, you know, animals are individuals,
right,
not clothing,
right,
and that they are violently abused and killed for their skins and their fur. Mm. So we are seeing a massive trend of people choosing apparel and accessories that are ethically produced and are just as functional and stylish, if not more so.
Right.
And leather itself is completely unsustainable environmentally as well. It, not to mention, they have to raise the cows, which already produces tons of deforestation, produces tons of methane and nitrous oxide rich products. And then they have to turn skin into leather, which requires significant energy, dangerous chemicals, including like formaldehyde, coal, and tar derivatives, cyanide-based oils, dyes, and finishes. So it's really a catastrophe for the environment.
Methane, as I understand it, is vital, and that cows produce almost the majority of it, which is necessary for the atmosphere. But one might say, don't cows regenerate anyway? And then there are more cows, I don't quite understand that part.
Sure. So methane is released by cows, and it is what is actually helping cause global warming from these gases in our atmosphere. So we have too much of it currently. And because of demand for beef or leather products, the meat industries and the leather industries, they breed cows at an enormous rate just to then slaughter them
So it's more than it used to be.
Absolutely. These cows are not reproducing by themselves by any means. The animal agriculture industry is as far from a natural sort of ecosystem as you could get.
So if consumers don't consume as much, then not that much will be raised.
Absolutely. In America and in many parts of the world, the economy operates in a capitalistic sense where consumers are really the ones driving what gets on the market and what leaves the market. So every single individual has an incredible amount of power to change the course of the world. And we're already seeing this mass trend of people going vegan or increasing their vegan plant-based meals. And like you mentioned, their vegan leather purchases. I mean, now at almost every major fast food chain, you can find a vegan burger on the menu.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, humans have been cruel since the time that they could inhabit, figuring that they are the supreme beings on the planet, and every other living thing is simply at their disposal, which is a horrible type of attitude. I think we're evolving, but like way too slowly.
Yes. So there's the idea of speciesism, which might be a new vocabulary word, but it's speciesism, the dangerous belief that one species is more important than another. And it really is the root of most widespread forms of animal abuse. And these raging fires in the Amazon at their devastating and irreversible rate are just the most recent example of speciesism at play. Yes. So we really must stop seeing things only from a human perspective and have considerations for other species, because especially in light of global warming, we're all in this together.
Yes.
Like, we have to make changes to our daily life to save our world and to literally save ourselves. So I think just kind of reminding all of us that, that we are in this together, and we need to look at the big picture here, or else none of us are going to be able to live on Earth for much longer.
There will be no together. There will be no anything. PETA.org is where you can go for more information and how you, through your habits and your lifestyle, can actually be healthier and actually help save the planet as well. It's PETA.org, PETA.org. Marissa, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, thank you to my guests. That was interesting, to say the least. And thank you to you for spending the time with me today. This is therapy for both of us. not just you. You know, every once in a while, I have to put a smile on my face and make believe everything's wonderful, because that's the only way we can get through this this whole thing. And, you know, if we do this together, we'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
It was unbelievably painful.
I know, we'll say that after 4 years. I realize that. But at least it'll be over someday. Will it ever be over? Can we reverse the damage that has been done? I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. But I keep on hoping. Somewhere there's a child walking around a state fair holding a balloon in one hand and a cone of cotton candy in the other. With the eyes of wonderment and fantasy and happiness and joy. Let's provide a future for that young child. Let's also make sure that balloon doesn't get away. Let's tie that balloon to that child's wrist, because that balloon represents hope and dreams. Make sure that balloon stays with that child for the rest of their life. And that child is Kamala Harris. Keep your chin up. I don't know what that means. Put your chin up somehow, for some reason. Make it a wonderful day. Until tomorrow, I wish you peace.